And welcome to the Talking Fail podcast.
Yes, welcome to the most intimate recording of Talking Fail. Will is our host.
Yes, I am the host. First ever in-person podcast, actually. We're recording at my place this time. I thought we would change it up from Ethan's.
Someone was getting jealous.
Yeah.
And somebody just got an Oculus.
Yeah, the Oculus that I accidentally bought. I say accidentally. I mean, I wanted it.
Yeah.
But it was not totally on purpose.
Talk about that. That's...
Well, I'm Ethan and you're...
Okay. Oh, wow.
And then the intro music will play.
Oh.
And... Hi, I'm Will.
I'm Ethan.
Yeah, so Oculus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Oh, real quick. It's just us.
Yeah, it is just us.
So
Tyler's gone during a work thing, but then I checked his Instagram, and he's like saying he was pre-gaming with a beer before an actual game.
If he wanted to do that... That's fine. It's weird to lie to us get out of podcast recording.
He said work, right?
Explicitly, multiple times.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hold on.
No.
Okay.
Oh, now he's grabbing his phone and he's going to confront Tyler on air.
I just... You know, some stuff has happened lately. I don't like getting lied to.
Oh, and we were totally ghosted by Arthur. So, that was just to be assumed.
I mean, we all learn with our real dad, and then we learn with our friend dad.
Hey,
how's work?
It's great.
Hey, Tyler, we're doing a segment, Who's the Asshole?
Is it me?
You win! Congratulations! Okay, bye.
Okay.
Just wait.
You know, I actually got no clarification. He might have been at a work thing.
Yeah, he might have been. And like speakerphone. Who's the asshole? There's like children around him at an event or something. Just watch. Next week he's going to be like, so I took that picture a couple days ago when I was, you know, actually drinking. And I just delayed the post.
Yeah.
So don't we feel stupid?
So
now
it looks like his week's filled.
So yeah, I bought an Oculus.
You bought an Oculus, yes.
So I bought it off of eBay.
Uh huh.
And I didn't really want it, but I put in a bid. Well, I wanted it, but I wasn't expecting to win. I tried to snipe it, you know.
Yeah.
To be that asshole. Hey, am I the asshole for eBay sniping?
We're going to try and get as many assholes in this episode as we can.
Which is going to be hard because Tyler and Arthur are gone.
Nice. Good burn.
And so I tried to snipe it, and that never works for me. Somebody else is always there who's faster.
Yeah.
And I sniped it, and I won.
Sniper, no sniping.
So, yeah.
Cool.
And I won it, and then I very quickly had to like look at my wife and be like, whoops. Guess what we just bought.
Has she enjoyed it enough where it's justified for her?
She enjoys it, but like no joke. We have like you, me, and Tyler have like almost no problems with it, with like crashing and like glitching out. Like it occasionally happens.
Yeah.
But it is like nonstop with her. Every time she plays, it either crashes and resets her progress.
Oh.
Or the tracking freaks out and will not work until I reset like the whole system and like have to mess with the sensors and draw the border around.
Yeah.
And or like restart my entire computer. None of that ever happens with like you guys or me.
That's weird.
So she has fun when it's working.
I mean, people always just assumed that the gaming industry explicitly made video games for boys. But, you know, boys were also made for war. You know, we all have our thing. I can't have babies, but I can play Oculus. So, yeah, you got a steal, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good deal. And we were playing right before this, like putting off the actual recording.
Yeah, we're like an hour behind because
we just wanted to play Robo Recall.
Yeah, we're catching up on all the games that Reddit cared about 3 years ago. Welcome to Talking Fail. Yeah, but it's been... I'm still sick from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe...
If it's a game where you, like, walk around by not actually walking around, it's like the stick moves you by
it's
walking.
It's horrifying.
It is very nauseating.
It's like as nauseating as a Russian's birthday party, honestly. But it's just much faster.
Wait, why is a Russian birthday party...
nauseating?
Yeah.
Well, like, after 30 minutes of drinking...
Because they're alcoholics.
They are alcoholics.
Oh. You should have said an Irish.
Well, actually, I've been thinking about this. Like, what... Irish and Russians are not the same.
But they're pretty close.
I don't think so. I think the Irish drink because it's genetic. The Irish, genetically, like, there's something about them where it's like, you know what? We eat potatoes and we have whiskey and our people have, like, evolved to this diet.
Well, I'm Irish, and yeah. I don't know what you're talking about either.
No, they drink, but it's for a specific reason. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about, Ethan.
There's a lot of very happy alcoholic Irish people. Russians drink because they've had a rough 100 years. Russians drink because they went from hundreds and hundreds of years as serfs in just unforgiving, ruthless climates... under kings, like Vlad the Impaler, all this stuff. And then they're like, hey, serfdom. Like, lords and ladies, and we can own some land, or whatever, how that was. And then very quickly, it's like, oh, no, we're going to do communism. Okay. And you're killing the farmers. Okay. Because we own something that makes us... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And, I think that's why they drink.
And then, you know... what was that HBO show?
Chernobyl. So
and then
good.
Chernobyl happened.
And then Chernobyl happened. And they're still lying.
It's totally safe to go into Chernobyl.
Senya, on the very unlikely chance you're listening to this on a DoorDash, you're going to have to bleep this. No, well, then it doesn't...
On a DoorDash?
Okay. Cut? I don't know.
Yeah, Tyler. Cut.
This is terrible. Cut all of this.
Mills? Anyway.
Failed shout out. Yeah, Mills. I think the Russians drink just because their culture's gone through something terrible. Irish drink just because, like, that's how their parents raised them.
Okay.
Like, that's kind of the difference. Okay. Like, you know, like the kid who's drinking at 16, but you also know that he doesn't see his dad a lot. And then the kid that's drinking at 16 because their parents are Italian. And
or, like... the kid that's drinking a lot because his parents got divorced and his mom got remarried without telling him. And now all of a sudden he has these new in-laws with all sorts of weird relation going on there.
Yeah, I'm related to Michael Scott. We went over this.
I don't know if we should keep saying his name.
Who, Michael Scott? Look. Nobody's Googling his name more than they were a week ago.
I'd rather be related to Todd Packer.
I mean, you probably are. Todd Packer's like the Genghis Khan of...
Todd Packer is perfect because he makes Michael, a huge jerk, look like a good guy. Well, I mean, he's redeemable at the end, or Michael's redeemable at the end of the show, but... when Todd Packer is around, you're like, okay, Michael, you're not a bad guy.
Michael's just a little brother.
Yeah.
Todd Packer actually got the beating that Michael never was old enough to
Now do. He drinks because his parents got divorced.
Right. Michael is the Irishman but was raised in a non-Irish family.
Wouldn't he be Scottish?
You might want to keep that joke to yourself. Tyler, go ahead and edit that one. Michael Scottish. No. Will Ferrell. from the mountains.
Yeah. He was on The Office also.
Steve Carell from the automotive manufacturing.
He was also on The Office.
Jared Dunn from Silicon Valley.
And Subway.
Subway?
Yes. Jared?
Yes, Jared from a Class E felony.
Throwback. That is a classy felony, Jared. That is a
classy
Jared.
Felony, man. Classy felony.
No, but
Jared, seriously, Jared.
Irreprehensible actions.
Irreprehensible.
Terrible.
Not even that, the Subway that word sandwich. Mean? Irreprehensible?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, reprehensible is
like
something that is
a sales rep
worthy of negative judgment, or reprehensible, it's
atrocious. Like when you do something reprehensible.
Bad. It's bad.
It but bad. You're like able to come back from it, I think. So irreprehensible means it's so bad that you can't come back.
I think so.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Right. Like what Jared did was reprehensible. What Caitlyn did.
not sure where we were going with that.
To be fair, neither did Jared. So terrible. This is why Tyler's supposed to be here.
Speaking of Tyler, we could very quickly rip off one of the games that he semi-ripped off from my original
right.
thing.
Let's reappropriate some IP.
So this is going to be Urban Dictionary After Dark, where everything is going to be kind of dirty.
Are you sure that that's not going to like smudge our brand?
I think we will be okay after you just called Jared
reprehensible. He's reprehensible. What
he's
he did.
Irreprehensible.
I mean, they might let him out of prison.
I mean, I don't know what the word means either, so...
You weren't Googling it this whole time?
I'm on Urban Dictionary, man. Irreprehensible on Urban Dictionary is like a sex position.
Irreprehensible is their motto. Guys, we're making the world a better place through irreprehensibility.
Hepatitis.
All right, shoot.
So I was hoping Arthur would be here for this, but we're just going to go into it anyways. All right, so the...
That's what she said?
And I think Tyler tries to pick, like, single words. I'm throwing that out the window.
Okay.
Okay. This first one is dick surfing.
Dick surfing is... And I'm not competing with anybody, so I'm going to just say as many as I want.
Well, you're competing with me.
No. That's how this works. Dick surfing is one of two things. Hold on. It's either when a man is standing at a waist-high table, lays his penis out on the table, and then somebody comes and stands on it, or it's what my ex-girlfriend did.
Should I ask what your
no,
girlfriend...
No!
Because now I'm curious. Because, you know, she might be right. Or it might be right with the girlfriend, but without further information, man, I just can't
confirm.
It's
a joke. It's a joke about... It's when a woman engages in frat boy behavior. You basically, like, you use men like tubes of toothpaste, or I guess penises, and you just, like,
you
hop the waves as they come in.
You, yeah.
I'm making up a scenario.
I'm just going to read the definition.
It's kind of like cheating mixed with the arcade basketball game where you have like 60 seconds to get 32 points.
Are you okay?
Did I get it? Is
did somebody hurt you? Okay. Here's the definition.
Okay, go for it.
Dick,
excuse me.
Dick surfing. comparable to couch surfing. It's when you temporarily relocate to someone else's bed to save money while traveling.
That's just, no, that's a bad definition.
Okay. Well,
couch dick surfing is just using a bed instead of a couch?
It's like you're traveling and you're, like, say I went to France and I wasn't married.
But Jody, you kept the mustache.
Hypothetically, Jody, I'm not married in this situation, so I have sex with someone so I can spend the night somewhere for free. That's what they mean. Oh. Okay.
So, okay, I have a new answer.
Uh-huh.
Dick surfing is my 20s. I'm so kidding. Okay, what's the next one?
Didn't you live with your uncle for a while? Okay. This one is cryo audiovascular malexia.
There's a reason Tyler went with one word.
This was one word. This is one word.
It's where they freeze your ear canal.
Freeze your ear canal.
With, like, an upside-down keyboard cleaner bottle.
You know, you're in the right, like, ballpark.
It's ear canal.
It's something ear-related. I'll
and
give you that.
It's cold. Cryo?
No.
Bless you.
It's just the ear thing.
Let's say it again.
Cryo-audiovascular malexia.
It's where they open up the veins in your ear canal to create more blood flow so that you feel that bass.
I'm just going to give the definition
okay,
now.
Okay.
It's a terminal disease that that restricts blood flow to the ears. If untreated, your ears will fall off and the disease will eventually spread to your brain, resulting in death. The only treatment is to warm up your ears by using the inner thighs of preferably pretty female. The easiest way is to allow the female to sit on your face so the warmest part of her body will be warming up your ears and avoid death. You need to stay in that position constantly. So it's unreal. I feel bad for people that have that.
Like, how much do you think those caregivers get paid?
I mean, isn't just helping the sickly payment enough? You know, I think I might have a little bit of a cryo-audiovascular malexia coming on right now.
Come right in. We don't get a lot of male nurses in this field.
I can feel my ears. You know, they're drooping a little bit. I think I need some help.
I will let you die.
Okay. Okay, the next one is called Surfs Up.
It's where it's dick surfing without the sex. Surfs Up?
Surfs Up. And there, oh, no, there's
it just means the waves are in.
But it's Urban Dictionary, so it's something weird.
The erections are up.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Surfs Up. When you and or a bunch of your friends piss and poop or pour bong water or rotten milk, anything nasty, into a trash can, and then you lean it up on some unlucky person's front door, then you knock and run away. And then when they open the door, you yell, "Surf's up!" And they open the door and all that stuff spills into their living room. Why does Tyler run this segment?
Knowing that this exists makes me want to move to a stand your ground state.
No, but they're not in your property.
Look, it's going to be tied to my Ring doorbell that I heard on Ben Shapiro. My fences are going to go up, okay? You're going to be trapped on my lawn. And I'm going to give a demand, and I'm going to follow through. Clean up your mess or I'm going to shoot you. But after, there's always going to be one really rebellious one that gets to be the example. I don't have to actually pick them out. They'll just misbehave.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a this is on the internet moment again. You know, then I'd make them clean.
Hypothetically, you would do this.
Yeah. Okay, this is all hypothetical. In my dream retirement Florida home, this is what I would do.
All right.
How many points do I have?
I don't think you've gotten any right, okay. Well, but I'm fair. Willing that's to fair. Give you one arbitrary point And...
Because I'm hurting?
One arbitrary point to Tyler for editing this.
Okay.
So, it's a tie.
I'm equal to the editor.
Good yes. to know. Okay, next one. Rode hard and put away wet.
A phrase used to describe a slip and slide.
I like that answer. I think that might be an arbitrary point answer. The correct definition is the way someone looks or feels when they've had a hard time of it. From a horseman's term, when someone has not taken care of a horse after a hard day. So it's all sweaty, they put it away wet, and they rode it hard. See, you thought I was going to go for something dirty. It's not dirty.
We don't know what the horse was for.
All right, do you want to keep going with this?
Yeah.
All right, you're not gonna be so sure after this one. This one's called Drop Dong.
Drop Dong. Drop Dong. You're not making eye contact with me. I know this one isn't good. You're looking to the left and right of me. You keep looking around.
I'm looking in the mirror at myself because I want to see if my hair looks good for this audio what podcast. Was the word? Drop dong. It's two words.
Drop dong. It's when somebody gets pantsed, but they are endowed in a manner in which the joke just becomes a brag that's done by the group. It's like, ah, ha, ha, we're going to pants this guy. You do, and you're like, oh, wait, no, we just found treasure.
If you were very well endowed.
We just found a drop dog.
If you were well endowed, would you always be walking around like, hey, can you pants me in front of these girls real quick?
You have to.
Oh, no, it fell out.
BDE?
BDE?
Do you know what BDE is?
Big Dick Energy?
Yeah. Can we... I don't know why. People keep talking to me about this. In no way that infers I possess the opposite.
I have the energy, just not the goods to back it up.
I'm basically the stock market. I have all the allure, and then you look into it, you're like, this is worse than gambling. There's nothing... that's all I got. All
right. Drop dong. Letting it all hang out with your friends in a natural outdoor hot spring. No clothing or swimsuits needed. When you drop dong with your best buds, your life will change.
Do we need... I thought skinny dipping was kind of, like, broad enough.
Well, that involves women, theoretically. Wait, what? Theoretically, that can involve
women.
Wait
a minute. What are you talking about?
Drop dong is men exclusive.
Welcome to the newest indoor spa in Las Vegas.
You want to drop dong right now? I can turn the heat up, make this place a nice and toasty.
No, that's a sauna. Skinny dipping implies women?
No, it doesn't imply women. It's open to both genders.
Oh, so skinny dipping, or drop dong and skinny dipping are the same, but one's sexist.
Yeah, skinny dipping.
I like the idea of saying women aren't allowed isn't gay, it's sexist. This is for naked men only! Get out of here! What happened to gentlemen-only spaces? A place for men to convene and be men!
What's next? The white-only bathrooms are going to be gone? Thank you, I'm Ben Shapiro.
Come on! Come on! You don't think that!
Okay, the next one.
The good news is it's very difficult right now to commit an authentic hate crime against a Jewish person. Because
what's an inauthentic hate crime?
Most of what we do.
Like, I hate white people? Hey-o!
Well, that's authentic. It's just not a crime. The laws are changing quickly, Will. And I sound like a panicked white man, but we've been fine for all. I am very cool with diversity. I like
it. It's like when people
different styles of segregation.
It's like when people talk about how, like, you know, gasoline's going to run out eventually. It's not going to be my problem, you know?
Right.
White people are going to be on top until I die, at least. So I'll be okay.
How are white people on top of anybody from your perspective?
Well, they have to sign the form to let you get on top of them.
Well, then that's just voluntary.
I don't know if this is...
Will.
Will. Have fun with this, Tyler. So next
Will, one. It's all about the constraints on the argument. Okay, what can't we do? Can't sell people.
Can't sell people. Can't
Which you shouldn't.
Sell women either.
Okay.
You can't...
You know that those, like, that's the... Those categories are, in, like, right? You know that, like... Women are part of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, was that...
It wasn't clear. I just was... That's why I was asking.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. They're in that first list and the second one. I just wanted to say it again just to make double sure.
Right, you're showing special treatment.
Yeah. And you can't sell black people. That's number three.
Again, you keep, like, specifying.
Yeah, I just want to really drive home the point. They're obviously included in parts one and two.
Okay.
Okay. And you can't sell children. That's number four.
Okay. Well, I got to push back on that one.
They're really small. They're
what
like
do you
half.
Think college is?
They're like half. College?
College is parents selling their children to
they're
an
not...
academic institution.
Yeah, but they don't make any money off of that. They're buying a path to get rid of their children.
Does the school buy the... Who buys the school? The parents sell the... The parents pay to have the kid taken away.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
The college gets it for free.
Oh, so that's not like slavery. That's like recycling.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's like when you have a whole...
College is literally just recycling the shit of our generation.
It's like when you know, you set out that big pile of trash in the street, and then you call the people, like, hey, I have a big pile of trash in the street.
Is that a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that was the end. Can you come get the big pile of trash?
Is
but
the
it's
big
a college.
Is the big pile of trash a metaphor for a graduating high school group?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, we just put them out on the street, come pick them up.
It can't be that hard. I mean, I did it.
From homeschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's that not
was
that hard.
That was a neighborhood garbage truck. They didn't...
That was just my parents saying, yeah, he passed.
He passed?
Yeah.
My son, he passed.
Whew, that was close.
You didn't go to college.
No. So well, I did for like 2 weeks.
How'd you like it?
I hated it. That's why I only went for 2 weeks.
That bad? Yeah, that's terrible. So yeah. It's kind of like you didn't get put out on the street.
Well, I wasn't
enrolled in college. You went to the burn pile.
Well, I wasn't properly prepared because I was homeschooled, so I didn't do any work.
Oh, man.
I went to college and they were like, yeah, you have to actually do your work. I was like, can't you just say it?
Growing up as a homeschooler, were you ever surprised that you actually passed standardized testing?
What was the standardized testing?
That's like the law. California, even if you're homeschooled, you have to like do the annual standardized testing.
Yeah, what do you have to like go into somewhere to do that or something?
Yeah, like a school. Like we'd go to an elementary school if we were that age and we'd have to do our standardized testing. Did you not ever do...
I must have been like a year ahead of you before they implemented
I think
that.
You're illegal.
I have a diploma.
I think you have to go...
I can show you my diploma.
What grades were you homeschooled? I think you need to do those again.
Here, look, this is my diploma.
Presidential Physical Fitness Award, presented to Will Cardwell in recognition of outstanding physical achievement and exceptional dedication to the idea of... There's a picture of a guy in a wheelchair in this.
I totally ran faster than him.
Dedication to the ideal of a sound mind and a strong body.
Whose signature is that right there, Ethan?
Air Bud. It says Air Bud. Program of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
George W. Bush would sign Air Bud. No.
Does that not say Air Bud?
That's George W.
That's Air Bud's signature.
It
look at that. It's Air true. A-I-R. Bud. B. Straight line. D.
Who knew George W. Bush was homeschooled?
I like how we're both actually like... Never mind.
I kid. That wasn't my high school diploma. That was my presidential fitness award for doing one pull-up and running a mile.
And JFK had a pretty good fitness program. I mean, it was motivated by making sure that the country's youth were in physical condition for the military because of the Cold War.
Yeah.
So it was just taking the military fitness program and putting it into high schools. Anyway, that was a great idea.
So as
they had really short shorts in the 50s. You know that?
Yeah, it was super nice. I wish that would be in style.
I'm trying to bring it back, but it's like, hard at work.
Yeah, and with those thighs. It's distracting.
It's tough.
Like
it's tough.
I'm like right at it and it's distracting.
Yeah. I'm like a chick from Atlanta and Daisy Dukes right now.
You're gonna like start tearing up the back of your shorts.
Yeah. Where just the base of my butt cheeks are hanging out.
Yeah,
you know. They seem to be doing all right for themselves.
So I'm trying as hard as I can not to visualize.
Wow.
I want to do the same, but in the front, so
just the tip. The bottom of your balls are hanging out of your shorts?
I'm bringing in ball
what
cleavage.
What a slut, his balls are showing. Oh my god, he's so thirsty for attention. Ugh. What a hoe bag. Oh my god, you look so great. It was great seeing you. What a You're walking around. Hi guys. Just like really pleasant, like social Will. It's a really nice guy. His balls are hanging out.
Why does this happen every time it's just you and me?
Because there's no one to stop us. Also, you presented that scenario. It's a relay race. You ran up to me with a torch and I didn't ask questions. I just grabbed it and kept booking it to the finish line. Now we're here. With your balls at hand. Oh, man. Thank you for listening, you guys. This has been the most packed 30 minutes of talking fail.
Jam-packed.
Jam-packed? That's not sanitary.
I can't believe it's not RIP for Regis Philbin. Let's say him.
What does he do?
He's Regis Philbin is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Live with Regis and Kelly.
That you're making your
Who wants
colder
to be a millionaire.
I do, but I don't get the reference.
You don't know Regis Philbin.
Again, colder. None of this.
All right, I'm going to Google it real quick while we're...
It sounds like Ronald Reagan, but I know that's not what you're saying. Regis Progress Philbin. Oh, the dead guy.
Regis Philbin holds the Guinness World Record for the most...
Did she just say Guinness? Yes,
she did say Guinness.
...has been relatively low-key since leaving...
Which she thinks Guinness just means biggest. He had the Guinness?
He had the Guinness to Daisy Dukes. What's the front Daisy Dukes? Like,
front Daisy Dukes?
Yeah, the bald Dukes.
Oh. Donald Dirks.
I like that. That was the sound of... That's the sound of your balls, like, sticking to your thighs.
Wow. Man. Has anybody had to do Foley for that? All right, sound guy. See this shot right here? We just need a sound effect. If you can source that for us. I don't think it's in our library.
All right. Zip.
It sounds dry. I want a more... Okay. Let's... It just sounds artificial. It doesn't sound real. Like,
It's like all the pieces are there. The roughness, the the moisture, the timing's all there, but it's just like it sounds produced.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be natural. I mean, like, these are his balls.
Oh, I see.
You should record mine.
God. End scene.
And this is all director's commentary, by the way. For what movie?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. Daisy Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Daisies and Dukes.
Donald Dukes.
Okay, let's watch the guy who died. So much. They watch it, they say, because it makes them feel better. And it can't get better than that. It makes them happy, and I'll
never be able to top that. Philbin, who is you really don't recognize that guy?
I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've never cared.
Okay, just as long as you recognize
him. But he's dead.
No, he's alive. Oh. I was saying I can't believe he's not dead.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Now I feel bad because I'm like, but I'm disappointed. Like, I feel let down.
If you want, you know, I can't believe it's not R.I.P. Ben Shapiro. Recent deaths. Oh, Ethan's looking up recent deaths.
No, you can't. I can't believe. Well, the FBI got involved. That's why he's not.
let's see. Oh, the 3rd of July, somebody already died. And this is currently the 2nd.
A Pakistani poet, Dil Dil Pakistan, is the link title. Go ahead and click Dil Dil Pakistan. Dil Dil Pakistan is a popular patriotic Pakistani song. YouTube that. YouTube Dil Dil Pakistan.
All right.
This is how we're going to end the show, to the sound effect of Dil Dil Pakistan.
Shout out to Dil Dil.
Shout out to Dil Dil.
R.I.P.
Alrighty, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the final episode of Talking Fail. We've made it a long ride. We've gained friends, we've lost friends.
It's not the final episode.
It's the final episode. Download as many episodes as you can before the servers go down.
They're not going down.
The servers will be going down tonight at 12. Pakistan.
They will, unlike Dil Dil Pakistan, they will be around much longer.
I've been joined by Will.
Yes, thank you for having me at my apartment.
R.I.P. Tyler and Arthur.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Talking Fail, because the servers are going down at 12.
They are not, but yes.
Thank you to our musical guests.
I can't believe it's not R.I.P. Talking Fail.
I can, because the server's down. I canceled the credit
up.
Card.
It's over. It's Arthur's credit card. Why are you canceling that?
Scissors. thank you to our musical guest, Dil Dil Pakistan. Have a good night, everybody.
Pakistan, Dil Dil Pakistan, Dil Dil Pakistan.
To be fair, this is the best produced Pakistani music video I've ever seen.
Look at him miming playing the guitar.
Except he hasn't decided what finger he's supposed to play with. We love Pakistan!
There's a rock that's painted with We Love Pakistan.
Looks like they got a lot of Ralph Lauren out there. And motorcycles. Well, less wheels.
Is this like, are they saying like death to Pakistan and we're just singing along? Like, all Pakistanis are animals. That's what we're singing
that's
along to.
That's just respecting their culture.
Cause
like, if I chant death to America and death to Israel, am I just like supporting a culture?
That's fair.
Now that Tyler's not, like, I he's just like, how do I edit around this?
What's that culture where it's like cows are well respected?
Well, it's India, but I think it's due to Hinduism.
Because
half of India is vegetarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I was going to say, if you're Indian and I call your sister a cow, you know, I can get away with that. That's a compliment.
I mean sacred. She's very special. I'd never eat her. Unless we were starving. Why are they, like, they changed sets? The video. The set is a green screen studio.
Is that my room?
Welcome to Pakistan!
Seriously, the set is a green screen room.
And they just didn't bother to key anything in.
Do you think they know? Like, the movies that they get...
Oh, wow, a green backdrop. I really like that.
Very much forest.
Very much forest.
Why Native American?
All right. Well,
goodbye.
Thank you for listening.